Blessed are they who kept the word with a generous heart, and you will harvest through perseverance. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will come from Galilee, will he?" Does our scripture say that Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived? So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, blow one day hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of the members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and find out what he is doing. They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. Gospel of the Lord. The people are arguing whether Jesus is the Messiah. Apparently, he doesn't look like the chief of a political leader. He never said things strongly against the Roman Empire. They thought Messiah is the one who is the leader, who is a political leader. But they say this Messiah should come from the line of David. Practically, Joseph is from the line of David. And this should be of Bethlehem. And in fact, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Of course, it's not important he was born. Important, he's doing the will of God the Father. And people who understand for the time being, they thought Jesus is a humble carpenter, cannot see in him any sight as a Messiah. And Nicodemus, one of the leaders, silently went to visit Jesus and became a believer. Many times we cannot just openly say that we follow Jesus. But it's important in the time, important time, we have to witness him. Anyway, Jesus come on earth to do the will of God the Father. We too are invited to follow him, moment by moment, to do the will of the Father. No matter in time of sickness or health, whatever we do in a church or in a society or in a family, all things is to fulfill the will of God the Father. So let us ask Jesus to bless us, to send us to our family, to the place we work, to everything with a heart, open heart, with love.